Let's do it, man. Top six NFC, AFC.
What are we going to do first?
NFC first?
Let's do AFC, man. AFC first. We're both fans of NFC. Bum Nation,
a podcast.
Welcome to Bum Nation.
Welcome to Bum Nation. This is my friend Casey, Richard, and Nash. We'll be discussing today's current events like sports topics, what movies you're watching, what music you're rocking, a podcast. Three childhood friends with opinions on who's better.
Yeah.
We don't like each other. We just grew up together.
Kip, give me your number six team. From the AFC.
Oh, we gotta do light.
Let's go from bottom up, and we'll go around. You give me your number 16.
All right, let's go Texans.
What you like about the Texans? To lock in a playoff spot, not win a division, but you locked in the playoffs with the Texans.
Watson and Hopkins, good duo right there. Defense is pretty solid. J.J. Watt, I'd say they probably either win a division or come in as a.
What about the offensive line?
They improved.
They're pretty suspect.
Yeah.
I mean, I had to challenge you on that, man.
Yeah, no, they improved a little bit from the year before and being the worst.
How do you feel about them not having a GM right now either?
It's not good. I mean, but they balancing it out, though.
They don't have a GM? The Houston Texans don't have a GM?
From my understanding, Bill O'Brien is helping make the decisions right now. Which I don't think is a good thing. Casey, you're number 16 for the AFC.
My number 16 is the Chargers.
The Chargers.
Yeah.
What do you think about Phillip Rivers, man, and his comments? Speaking on Melvin Gordon's situation.
I thought that was whack. I think that's why players don't get paid. Like, if Phillip Rivers gives you the vote of confidence and other players fall in line, like, I feel like the players should stick together, always. Especially, like, come on, man. Like, you know you need Melvin Gordon, bro. Like, I'm not saying Melvin Gordon's, like, top five in the league. To me, he's definitely top 10, top 12. Easily. And you're going to just try to act like it doesn't matter that he's there? Come on, man. If Phil Rivers says, I think we should pay him. You don't think that goal, that like, the GM hears that? You don't think the owner hears that?
I can't believe you finished that one.
He was caught in the moment.
All right, chug.
My number 16, I have the Tennessee Titans. If Mariota obviously got to stay healthy. I like some of the weapons they got. Strong offensive line, defensive minded head coach. So I'm not super excited about it, but I'll say the Titans lock in at the 6 seed.
Okay.
Kip, give me your 15 for the AFC, bud.
Let's go with the Ravens.
The Ravens.
Yeah, I like the Ravens.
The Ravens.
Lamar Jackson.
Got a little negative Ingram. 2 yard out route, baby.
I think he's going to do good his sophomore season.
Is he going to throw the football this year?
I'm hoping to see him throw it. They got Marquise Brown.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. Hopefully we can see that rookie get the ball. So hopefully, I think they're a wild card spot.
Wild card?
Yeah.
Fifth seed?
Okay.
My fifth seed is the Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah.
Kind of low, huh?
No, I thought you might have had them a little higher, man.
It's
a lot of momentum with this team.
Yeah, I don't believe in momentum and shit like that. I think that.
No, you just hit the Heisman Trophy.
That was so cool.
You hit the Heisman Trophy pose on me, man.
Nah, man, but they're a good team. They surprised me defensively. They surprised me last year with the way they built their offensive line.
Luck, stay healthy.
He's hurt right now, isn't he? Doesn't he have like a calf issue or something right now? I mean, he's pretty good, though. So, if he's out there, I feel like they make the playoffs.
Can they stop the run? That's my biggest worry.
I mean, they got some solid linebackers, bro. Especially, like, the guy who ran Defensive Rookie of the Year last year, man. That dude was pretty good. I can't think of his name right now, though. But, yeah, they're a solid team. You know who I'm talking about, though?
Yeah,
do you know
Robinson.
Who I'm talking about?
I think it's...
I have to Google it. I'll Google it. And when it comes back to me, I'll say his name.
Yeah, number 53. Yeah, he had 190 tackles last year.
Dude, killed last year. Yeah, he had the most tackles in the league. I want to say.
Yeah. All right, man. My number five team, I got the Chargers.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's move on. I don't care about the AFC.
Yeah.
Got the Chargers.
Fourth seed. Who you guys are? Division winner. Fourth seed.
The Browns. I like what they doing over there. I like what they building.
Me too.
I like all the players they brought in. I mean, it's
They're talented.
Definitely. You know, how are they actually going to play together when you got that many guys, big name guys?
Definitely.
I mean, but you do have, Juice and Beckham played together before, so it's
tough.
It's a cool nickname.
Yeah.
Juice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be, and then you got, then you're going to have Hunt coming back after week 8.
Leonard.
After week 8, Hunt's going to be back. So him and Chubb, that's going to
be. There is.
So I would say at least four.
Fourth seed? So you got him winning the division then?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. My fourth seed is also the Cleveland Browns.
Nice.
What?
Yes.
Nice. Yeah.
Fourth seed, Cleveland Browns. Like Kip said, I like their additions. Odell, I think Baker Mayfield takes another step this year. He's got weapons everywhere, especially once after week 8, once he gets Kareem Hunt back.
Yeah.
They have the running backs. They got Kareem Hunt, Chubb, and Duke Johnson, and Joku.
I was going to say Joku. Damn, man.
Juice, Beckham. Like, if the quarterback just...
Baker.
If Baker's just...
So you need Baker not to turn the ball over him and to put the ball where it needs to be.
Just take some chances.
Baker had the most touchdowns by a rookie quarterback.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he's got some cool dance moves too.
27 touchdowns.
He's got some swagger with him.
If that defense can just be solid, they should be really good, man. Who you got number four, Rich?
Number four, I don't feel confident about this, but maybe it's an ode to my boy, man. Maybe it's an ode to my boy, Super Bowl champion Nick Foles. I got the Jaguars winning that division.
Yeah.
I'm not high on the Colts, man. And I know...
If Fournette can stay healthy.
Yeah.
I think the run game will be a lot better.
They need him.
I think when you have somebody that's basically...
He's never played a full season.
If you have somebody that's incompetent at quarterback, and I'm not saying Nick Foles solves all your problems, because I think more of... It was the Doug Peterson, Nick Foles combination of changing the offense, doing those run pass options with him that enabled him to succeed, along with some threats. The Jags don't really necessarily have that, but I'm just not buying all this Colts stock. I just don't think they'll be able to really stop the run, and I believe in the Jaguars defense more. So I think they find a way to win that division at like a 9-7. So the Jags are my number 14.
Good pick, man. I forgot about the Jags, actually. Who you got number
three? Number three, bud.
I'm going to go with Chiefs. Go with the Chiefs at number three. I mean, I find that they lost a lot with Hunt.
Is that not low?
That's a little low. But I mean, they might fall back. They might fall off a little this year.
You got the reigning MVP who beat out Drew Brees last year.
Yeah, but I don't think he's... I think he's going to have the sophomore slump.
You think Patrick Mahomes is going to have a sophomore slump?
Yes.
This is a hot take, fellas.
The reason why is he just went out, he balled out for being a rookie, didn't have nothing to lose.
So you don't think he's
going to think too much.
So there's tape on him, he's going to doubt himself, he's on the cover of Madden.
People are going to bet a game plan for him.
Correct.
Gotcha.
So you think he's going to have a bad season?
I don't think he's going to throw more interceptions this year. I think he ain't going to throw no 50 touchdowns
What he did last year, 50 and 10? Something like that?
But some of the stuff he did was like video game type stuff.
I just don't think he's going to...
I think Patrick Mahomes is a stud, and I think he's going to have a great season. I'm not saying 50 TDs.
He has super elite arm talent.
Correct. I think he's going to hit the sophomore slump.
Hot take, Kip. I think Kip's still a little butthurt from Drew Brees not getting that MVP nod. But that's just me reading in between the lines. All right, Casey.
Number three for me, I have the Houston Texans. Might be a bit high, but I believe in Deshaun Watson, man.
You do?
And I think they have the best wide receiver in the league. So, couple that up with a decent running game, Lamar Miller, and a pretty... stout defense in the regular season anyway. Come playoff time, I don't know what the hell happens to him. I I think they'll be there, man.
Nice. I don't have the Texans in the playoffs.
We play them the first game.
Yeah.
Opening Monday night.
Who's we? The Saints. Oh, the Saints play the they open in the dome?
Great. Yeah, they open up.
In the dome? Cool.
Yeah, that ass whipping.
Number three team I have is the Cleveland Browns. And I think they're the only team that represents the AFC North.
Yeah.
And I don't believe in the Steelers. I think Big Ben's washed. And I think they lost weapons. And it's almost time to start thinking about Mike Tomlin not being... Maybe he's not a great
I agree.
Head coach. But I have the Browns. I think there's just so much talent. And I know they're the hot, sexy pick right now, so to speak. But the Browns are definitely... They have too much talent not to be not to be denied.
Definitely.
Kip, your number two AFC team. Nash, you still up, bro?
Yeah. I'm going to go with the Chargers.
Chargers.
Yeah, I mean, Phillip Rivers... He's still going strong.
San Diego.
Mike Williams, that wide receiver, along with
Mike Will.
Keenan Allen.
Yeah, Allen's a good duo right there.
I love Keenan Allen. When I play fantasy, I love Keenan Allen.
Super underrated.
He's got a cool name.
He's underrated.
He's always overlooked.
10 catches a game at least.
Yeah, he's super
in PPR. Yeah. But he just got to stay healthy, though.
Phillip Rivers, too, man. Father time.
That sidearm throw.
He's a good.
He's got passion, though.
He's a good regular season quarterback to me.
So yeah, I mean, but and then duo running backs. You got Melvin Gordon along with Eckler.
Melvin Gordon might not be there all year.
Yeah, that's
just a possibility.
Yeah,
two seed.
Hey, Casey, give me two.
My two seed.
You know where that's from? Come on, wait up, hold up. Anybody know what that's from?
I do not.
Utah! Give me two. Come on, dude.
You don't know.
Point Break, bro.
The wine is kicking in.
Point Break.
Okay, my number two.
Gary Busey.
My number.
Keanu Reeves. Utah, give me two.
My number two seed is.
That is a good one.
My number two seed is the New England Patriots. For obvious reasons. Tom Brady. Their system. Bill Belichick. All right, Richard. Go ahead.
All right, man. My number two.
Hold up. I fucking hate the Patriots, by the way. I don't like them at all. They fucking win every year.
People hate winners.
And fuck them.
Okay, go ahead. My number two team is the Andy Reid-led Kansas City Chiefs, led by star-studded quarterback Patrick Mahomes. Tyreek Hill, obviously, that's an up-in-the-air type of situation.
He's playing.
Yeah.
That's done.
He is playing?
Yeah, he's out there. It was no...
Yeah,
no
but
discipline.
He's also probably one strike away from.
Yes, he is. Probably. He should be
out the league.
I think they got a ton of weapons. Again, can you stop the run? If you can probably stop the run, then you got a good chance. Chiefs are loaded.
Yeah,
number two seed, definitely. Arguably maybe a number one seed.
Definitely.
Kip, who's your top seed, bud?
Hate to admit it, but the Patriots.
Nice.
Yeah.
They did have a good draft.
It's like throwing up on a long night, huh?
Know, right?
Waking up hungover. Fuck it. defense is always pretty solid. I mean, and then N'Keal Harry. I mean, them drafting him, I find. I mean, they lose Gronk, but they replace him with Watson. So, I mean, it is one of those teams that plug and go. They can just find somebody that is a system team. They can.
I mean, Gronk wasn't Gronk anymore either, though. So
yeah, but,
he was injured a lot too.
I mean,
pay attention though.
It's still a fall off, but you know he wasn't the same guy.
He had that Mega Man arm, mechanical arm cast. Who you got, Case?
My number one seed is the Chiefs,
the Chefs,
for obvious reasons that you just said. So
this should be a great commercial. The Chefs, your boy painted the field wrong. You remember that commercial?
Who's your number one seed?
Do you remember that commercial?
I do.
What's the brand on the commercial? Nobody remembers?
Okay.
I'm brand.
Rich needs to drink more during the podcast.
Nobody remembers?
What is it again?
Who's your one seed?
My one seed is the New England Patriots. They asked Tom Brady the other day, what's your favorite Super Bowl ring? You know what his reply was? the next one. Yeah, the next one. And look, this is the thing. I'm not a New England Patriots hater. I don't hate greatness. I respect greatness. You know, my beloved Eagles back in 04 did lose to the Patriots. Donovan McNabb, if you're out there listening, you underthrew some balls. You threw three picks. T.O. put his career on the line. Yeah. And balled out. Andy Reid just didn't run the ball enough. Anyway, but we did beat him a couple years ago. And I want to say, besides my wedding day and the birth of my three children, it'd be one of the best days of my life. It's just winning the Super Bowl, beating the Patriots. It's just and when all your friends are doubting you and telling you that it can't come true and it's not going to happen and the backup's not going to go in there. And It's Tom Brady, dude. There's no way y'all beat that New England Patriots. That did happen. And you beat them, even though you give up 500 total yards to Tom Brady, find a way to beat them. That's greatness, man. The New England Patriots are great. They should be the hands down favorite to win the Super Bowl
every year.
Not just in the AFC, but in the NFC, and obviously the total NFL.
I mean, always in the AFC because they're in the sorriest division ever.
They don't play nobody.
They don't play anybody in the division
every year.
It's trash.
So did y'all not see that the Miami Dolphins signed Ryan Fitzpatrick, baby?
Hey, dog.
Fitz Magic?
Moving along to the NFC.
All right, let's go. Let's go.
Kip, what you got? 6-seed, NFC.
6-seed, Cardinals.
Put a 40 burger up on the Saints.
Cardinals?
I'm going to go with the Cardinals. That's,
Wait.
The Cardinals?
You're just trying to be different right now, bro?
Different, but
get another tattoo,
it's a long stretch, but... I think Kyler Murray is going to be a change maker over there. He's going to make some plays happen. David Johnson, you know, they're going to get him the ball. He's going to be one of the top running backs this year.
Kip, you're walking down the plank right now, bro. You want me to save you?
And then you got Fitzgerald. He's going to go out. I mean, making the playoffs.
He's going to go out. He's going to go out where? To a bingo hall?
Nah, he's going to make the playoffs this last year.
You know how old Fitzgerald is?
He's still catching almost 100 passes a year.
He's as old as F. Scott Fitzgerald.
he's a good wide receiver.
Yeah, it's a long one, but I'm just, you know.
David Boston with them biceps ain't walking through that door.
I know.
Anquan Boldin, he's not walking through that door. Kip, let me just stop you in your tracks right now because I can't believe this is blasphemous. This is an in the moment, on the ledge prediction hot take by Kip Butcher, y'all. But I have to come to these odds.
You don't have to rewind anything. When it comes to the playoff time, we're gonna see.
Come to the playoff, dude. They're gonna be drafting top three next year.
Maybe it's the red wine talking. I don't know.
Do you feel this in your groin? Do you feel in your loins, Kip, that the Cardinals are going to be the wild card?
Do not back off your pick.
I love it. It's a hot take. Yeah. Give me a high five, bro.
High five.
So I just want to say these Vegas odds per VegasInsider.com has the Cardinals second to last in the entire NFL to win the Super Bowl at 300-1. That means if you put $10
on
300-1 for the Cardinals to win the Super Bowl, you know how much money you would make, Casey?
Let me see if you can do good it with, at math? With the wine.
No, are you good at math?
With the wine.
Is that
what's 300 times 10, bro?
Is that $300,000?
$30,000.
Or is that $30,000?
Bro.
It's $30,000?
You guys.
It's $30,000?
No.
300
it's,
times
it's 3,000, bro.
That's
man,
it.
Man, no, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Is it?
That's it.
Relax, man.
Who's that? You making me
say? Yeah, it's 3,000. Making me think it too hard, man.
Kip sells cars, man. If you just look at your paperwork before you finalize the deal.
Okay, my turn.
Go ahead, man.
My 6-seed.
It's the best episode.
I wasn't really sure about it, but I'm gonna go with the Green Bay Packers, man.
The Packers, A-Rod got something to prove. Huh?
Yeah, man. That's my favorite quarterback in the league. I still don't think he has enough options, enough playmakers around him right now. He gets blamed for everything. I mean. It's really everything's like he's gonna go as far as they're gonna go as far as he can carry him, basically. I feel like their defense is suspect. I saw one of their better offensive linemen retired this offseason. He's got
lost Big Daniels too on the defense.
He did. He just re-signed with the Lions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he said they asked him why he signed with the Lions. He said, Matt Patricia. Yeah, right. He's $9 million.
Yeah.
Should have went to a contender.
But he wants, I like the little running back they got. I like Davante Adams. But it's not much more over there, man. He's not top five.
You don't think Adams is?
Not top five.
I think the Packers they have.
He's a top five now. They ain't got Jordy Nelson and then they ain't got Cobb.
I know. He's like 5 years older than A-Rod. Like, I never heard of this guy before, man.
We'll see, man.
What the fuck is going on with that?
My number six team is the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, I thought about that.
Really good offense, really fast defense. Going to be competing with the Saints for that.
They do have
that NFC South linebacker division.
I think LSU.
Yeah, Deion Jones went to Jesuit. Funny story about Deion Jones from Jesuit. Playing him at Terrebonne. Deion Jones played basketball at Jesuit. My first year as an assistant coaching with Coach Zush at Terrebonne, we had a kid named Zamir Bird who played for us. He didn't, he'll pop off at the mouth, talk noise, whatever. So we're getting ready to close this game out. We up by like 12, right? And Deion Jones, Zamir told Deion something. And Deion Jones, Zamir said, hey, man. No, Deion said, damn, I forgot. I'm losing my train of thought. We were losing. That's what it was. Yeah, okay. We were losing. And your boy said scoreboard. And Zamir said, go bench press the scoreboard.
What?
No, Deion Jones was swole as hell. That's a dumb story.
Dude, that's a legit comeback, though.
What? Bench press. What type of dumb shit is that?
Go bench press the scoreboard. Oh, shit.
Oh, man. He pointed to the scoreboard. Zamir told him, go bench press the scoreboard. All right. So, what are we talking about? The Falcons?
It's a long way away.
Falcons?
Yeah.
Number 16. Yep, number 16. 5 team.
We'll go with the Cowboys at number 5.
Cowboys.
They got a strong defense, okay offense.
I'm just messing.
Cowboys.
Just messing.
I put them at number 5, though. They're okay.
So Zeke's old now.
You believe in Dak?
Come playoff time, I'm not going to rely on him. I think he's going to try to run more. He's thinking he's going to try to create something happening. I just think he's going to fold under pressure.
Yeah. Now, Dak doesn't have a contract yet. Wentz just got paid, and Dak's the next one up. Do you think Dak deserves the quarterback money that's going on?
$35 million?
Does he deserve what? What did Wentz get a year?
Well, contracts, I'll pull it up, but contracts are different, man. It's not just caps going up, all that good stuff.
But what did Wentz get?
I have to go back and look it up.
Is Wentz like 30 quarterbacks in the league?
It's like 30 something.
Probably so, because the next contracts are always the.
Well, Dak doesn't deserve that. It's
yeah,
that fucking simple.
He
does not deserve that shit.
Yeah.
Okay. So your number 5 team is Cowboys.
Yeah. Five.
Casey.
My number 5 team is the Seattle Seahawks. They always have a pretty solid defense. Bobby Wagner may be the best linebacker in the league.
Yeah, he just got a contract extension.
Saw that.
$54 million.
Russ is going to throw it to Seattle.
I don't know. I believe in Russ though. I think he's a top 5 to 7 quarterback in the league. And I always lean on quarterbacks, man. Whenever I break down who I think is going to make the playoffs or if a team's going to make it over this team or that team, I always look at the quarterback. And I believe in Russell.
Wilson. From Wisconsin.
Yeah. I believe in him.
My number 5 team is the Green Bay Packers for pretty much what you just said about believing in quarterbacks. And the theme that I have on this whole list, besides two guys that I think are a little bit sketchy, is the quarterback. I think Aaron Rodgers got something to prove. Not so sold on the head coach. I don't think he can be because he's an unknown.
Yeah.
But I think the Packers have enough talent to get into the playoffs and win that division. I don't think that division is not – well, they're not going to win a division. They're going to be a wild card.
Yeah.
That's what I meant. Sorry, guys. Okay. Go ahead.
4 seed.
Number 4? We'll go with the Rams. Yeah, I'm going to go with the Rams. I mean, they Yeah. Repeat. I mean, they're going to be good. I just don't think they're with Gurley with a hampering knee. And
what the hell's a hampering knee?
I mean, he's just
– he's hampered.
Yeah, he's just always having problems with his knee.
What he's got? He's got a
– nagging knee injury?
Nagging injury, you can say.
What does he have? He has a
– like hampering.
Close hamper? Hampering knee?
What's wrong with his knee? He's got a
– Fluid buildup. I forgot what else.
It's called something, man. He's got arthritis in his knee?
I mean, he tore it in college.
Is that right?
Who are we talking about?
Gurley.
Gurley.
He's got arthritis in his knee? It's arthritic?
I'm not sure, man. I didn't do the surgery on Gurley.
He might need to go overseas and get that plasma shit that Kobe got. Probably can help him.
Anyway, Casey can finally put Kobe in the mix.
Hey, man, stop drinking wine, man. Stop it.
But I think, yeah, I put them at four. I'm not going to say they're top. They just...
Kobe. He's my Achilles heel. Go ahead.
All right. No, you can go.
You got that, Joe?
Yeah, I'm saying anything in a while, huh? It's crazy. All right, man. My number four seed is the Rams also. I feel like they have a lot of talent. So I had to put them in the playoffs. I don't trust Jared Goff at all. I think he's solid at best. If you take the play action pass away from him, he becomes below average. They do have names on defense. Probably the best defensive lineman in the league. And what's his name?
Aaron Donald.
They have a good front four. They have two really good cornerbacks. But I don't believe in their quarterback. I don't believe in him at all. So that's why I got
to. I think McVay covers it up too, though.
Exactly. I mean. And then with an ailing Ty Gurley, you can't depend on him. If he's not productive like he has been in the past.
I think then, with.
Who's their backup
Anderson,
running
back? When he had CJ Anderson.
I don't think they re-signed him.
But no, they didn't.
Did they re-sign him?
I think it's going to be that rookie from Robinson, I think his name. No, not Robinson. They signed him from...
I'll be right back.
I'm trying to think. Was it Kentucky or Kansas?
I don't know. More of the story is, if they don't have a running game, I don't believe in Jared Goff. That's why they're the fourth seed.
My 4C is the Bears, man. The Bears. Not a huge Mitchell Trubisky fan, though.
Either at all.
I'm not. I think that defense is really good. And I think they do some creative things on offense. And I really like their head coach as well. So
Trestman? Is that their head coach? Who's their head coach? You know?
Mark Trestman.
That's him? Okay, I was just making sure.
My number 4 team is the Chicago Bears.
Number 3, Kill.
Number 3. Chicago Bears.
Chicago Bears, number 3.
I'm going with the Bears. Cause
the Bears.
I feel like defense wins championships. They have solid defense.
I haven't heard that before.
I mean, I just feel Trubisky's just playing his role. He's a role play quarterback.
He lost.
Yeah.
He is.
I mean, he's...
Like, he's in the Dungeons and Dragons in the bathroom.
He's just doing his job. He's doing okay. Yeah. Just to get by.
That's it.
Just to get by.
That's it.
But that's it. Yeah.
I agree.
So I got them as my third. But their defense is what's getting them as far as they are.
Though. I agree.
Good talk.
My third seed is the Philadelphia Eagles. Who's your starting running back, Richard?
Jordan Howard
from the Bears.
Yeah.
He plays for the Eagles now.
He's a solid player.
Matt Nagy is the head coach for the Chicago Bears, by the way.
Oh, it's not. Oh, we were wrong. No,
Mark Trestman got fired. He the did. Dumbass offense That's he ran.
Crazy. Okay. Anyway, I believe in Carson Wentz, man. I know he had, you know, a couple years ago, he was, to me, the MVP in the league, and he tore his ACL. And he wasn't able to get on track last year. But I think they have a very solid defense. Jordan Howard's going to provide a, you know. Did y'all still have Darren Sproles?
We signed Darren Sproles, but I wouldn't talk about him as
you don't think he's going to play
helping out as a running back. He's going to be
play like pass out the backfield and stuff like
maybe,
that? No?
Maybe in spots on third downs. But I think they drafted Miles Sanders for that very
Okay.
That very thing. Look, they still got Corey Clement, Wendell Smallwood, Adams from Notre Dame.
I like Adams. So they, I kind of like
they have too. A nice stable of backs.
So. Okay. It's going to be running back by committee. But I like, I put my trust in the quarterback, like I said, and I trust y'all's guy, bro. If he can stay healthy.
It means a lot to me, man.
I trust him.
My number three team is the Rams. Sean McVay, great offensive mind. I think he's kind of getting bullied right now for laying that that 3 points in the Super Bowl. I don't think that's reflective of who he really is. I think he's a great coach. I got the same concerns as Casey does as far as Jared Goff. I was never a big Jared Goff guy, and that might be some of the Carson Wentz thing because they were drafted back to back with each other.
1 and 2. Huh?
Jared Goff going 1 and Carson Wentz going 2. I think Carson Wentz is the better quarterback, obviously, especially when he's on the field. But you can't deny the weapons that the Rams have, the playmakers on defense. They're always going to be in the mix, and I think that division is Bobo.
Number two,
I'm gonna go with the Eagles.
Yeah,
fly high, Eagles.
Fly, Eagles.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with the Eagles. They just re-signed DeSean Jackson.
He traded for him.
It's good pickup.
He's back on the Eagles.
Definitely a good pickup.
I think adding him with Jeffrey and Aguilar is good. Then you got Ertz, and then you got Goddard.
Pretty good.
So I think they're more secure at the wide receiver tight end position more than running back. You got too many. It's going to be it, just like you said, running back by committee. But then you got a solid defense, too. They always pretty solid on defense. So I just think they make it enough to the NFC Championship, but not to go to the
Super Bowl. Bomb, 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 bomb. I see what you're getting at. Go ahead, Case.
My number two seed is the Bears. I don't believe in Mr. Trubisky, so I went against my ways. But I think the Bears have an elite defense. Probably the best defensive player in the league in Khalil Mack. Basically, they're my 2C because of defense. I don't have any trust or belief in Mitchell Trubisky at all. He's a below average quarterback to me. He's a gimmick quarterback to me, kind of. I mean, he misses throws. I don't believe in Mitchell Trubisky. I believe in the Bears defense. I'm not 100% sure they're going to be the 2C. Hopefully they make the playoffs. But
I think this is your number two seed, right? Honestly, I think and it does. It really does fall on Mitchell.
It does.
Trubisky and Matt, aka Tressman Nagy, to get it done. I think Mitchell Trubisky is like a more talented Mark Sanchez. I really do. I think that's kind of who he is. Yeah. But
who's your 2C, man?
My 2C is the Philadelphia Eagles, man.
Holy shit, look,
I'm not gonna come guns ablaze and feeling like an all out homer. And what you think? I got the Saints number one?
Yeah.
So just wait. Keep tuning into the podcast.
Yeah.
It's the Philadelphia Eagles, man. The 2C. I think they got a ton of weapons. Obviously, the old argument is can Wentz, is Wentz the guy? Can he stay healthy? Obviously, he's a guy. He's the guy that the Eagles chose. A lot of people like to play him against Foles. I think Carson Wentz, like Casey mentioned, had an MVP caliber season. He was on the way to winning that award before Brady won it a couple years ago. Suffered a tough injury, and I was wrong in the moment when it happened. And when he was done, I was devastated. I was in shock. Didn't want to talk. So I wasn't watching another game. Foles steps in, and they proved me wrong. I was down on my team. I thought it was no shot in hell, and they ride that magic, and it happens. But it all starts with Wentz. I think they got the guys up front to protect him. They got a great offensive line. I think they got a great supporting cast. We just talked about the running backs going into the wideouts. You have DeSean Jackson stepping in. I think he opens up the offense. As far as stretching the field, I don't think they really had a guy that was super dynamic. Now they have that guy, opens up everything underneath. Alshon Jeffrey, really good wide receiver. Nelson Aguilar in the slot. Zach Ertz is a top five tight end. Dallas Goedert, who they drafted a year ago, is probably going to be the next up and coming as far as a really solid red zone threat. An underrated guy who they drafted is a wide receiver from Stanford, J.J. Arcega-Whiteside. He's one of those guys that you throw a route to in the red zone, he'll post you up, and he's got a real big – he high points the ball, got a really big frame.
Wide receiver?
Wide receiver from Stanford. They drafted him in the second round. And also they drafted Miles Sanders, a running back from Penn State. So the defense should be – if they can get enough pass rush, I think that's the question. I don't think they're deep at DN. If they could get enough pass rush, I think the secondary is a little bit more healthy this year. I think they can they got a chance to contend. And that's not me being biased. Definitely. The Eagles can contend.
Definitely. One seed. Right.
One seed. We're going to go with the Who Dat Nation Saints. I think they did a lot to really even get this team stronger from the past year. I mean, they lost Mark Ingram, but they brought in Latavius Murray. Not only did they do that, they addressed the running back position, but they did address the tight end position where they've been needing it most since Graham left.
Definitely.
And you bring in Jared Cook, which was, I would say, probably the top. He was top third tight end from last year. I mean, he's a man amongst boys. That dude is big. He's going to catch.
He's fast.
Breeze will get him the ball. And also, we've been needing that pressure off of Michael Thomas. I mean, they've been having to double him. So when you add that dynamic to that tight end position, also you're going to have a healthy Ted Ginn. When you add Ted Ginn back into there, running that fly route, it's going to open up that offense. And then Alvin Kamara is just going to do his job. He's just, I mean, I think he's going to be at least second on team in catches. And then with the defense, you add Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. I think he's probably going to end up being probably the defensive rookie of the year.
Ooh.
I think he's actually going to – he might overtake – that
also
slot
heard,
corner position.
Also heard the Cardinals making the playoffs.
Sounds like a biased Saints fan to me.
But I think he's gonna actually jump into the starting position over Patrick Robinson or PJ Williams, whoever ends at that slot corner.
Interesting.
And then, I mean, you lose Sheldon Rankins at the defensive tackle position, but you also signed Malcolm Brown from the Patriots, and then you signed Mario Edwards from the Giants. But then you got a healthy Davenport now back at that defensive end position.
He's still improving.
I think he's actually gonna. He actually had more sacks than what Cam Jordan did his rookie season. Hmm. You know that, but I think he's gonna get the timing down off the snaps. And I can say he's probably gonna have 10 plus sacks this year.
Yeah, he's a pass rusher, man. He's got that low center of gravity.
Yeah. I say 10-plus sacks on him, 10-plus sacks on Cam Jordan.
Whoa. Bias Saints, man.
Defense wins championships. So I'm going to say, actually, the defense, I'd say top 10 this year, offense.
They were top 10 last year, huh? Weren't they top 10 defense last year? I think they were.
They were
close, but they weren't. They were pretty solid defensively, especially the second half of the season. They started the season.
I mean, honestly, we should have won the motherfucking Super Bowl. But I don't want to talk about that damn call. I paid, let's see, how much did I pay to go to that fucking NFC Championship game? I paid, I think it was $1,500 to go to that damn game to watch that one play devastate us.
That's tough.
Yeah, it was bad. If a Rams fan was around, they were getting the deed. But, yeah, overall, I think the Saints are going to be number one. They're going to finish number one in the NFC.
How many wins?
I'd say they're going to finish 14-2.
That's tough. That's tough there, man. Okay. My one seed is the Saints also. I think they're going to have... I think last year, their defense started out pretty shitty. But as the season progressed, it got a lot better, man. It was actually like... I think it was easily top 10 in the league for the second half of the season. Offensively, you know, you got Drew Brees. I think Drew Brees is top 5 ever. You got Michael Thomas. I think he's a top 5 wide receiver in the league right now. You got Alvin Kamara. I think he's top 5 in the league right now at the running back position. They added Jared Cook. Top 10 tight end in the league right now. I still think they need another wide receiver. Me personally, I think they need another wide receiver. But I do think with the weapons they have and with having Drew Brees at quarterback, I mean, Drew's going to get it done, man. He was an MVP. He was the leading MVP candidate last year before they played the Cowboys and teams started to figure him out and started doubling and tripling Michael Thomas. And he didn't have anybody else to throw the fucking ball to. But now he has Jared Cook. Maybe that changes. He's got Alvin Kamara, who's going to get probably 20 carries a game, 20 touches a game. He's prolific. So I got the Eagles number one. I mean, Saints number one seed.
Trust you,
so, NFC.
I have the New Orleans Saints number one as well. And I'm not gonna come in here and put the Eagles before them. The Saints.
He wanted to.
You just be an honest NFL person.
The Saints. The Saints handled their business in the regular season against the Eagles. They handled their business in the playoffs last year against the Eagles. Decimated with injuries in the secondary and not making any excuses. Passive aggressive. Take it or leave it. All right, look, the Saints are probably the favorite in the NFC. And it starts with Drew Brees. It ends with Drew Brees. Sean Payton, I think he's a great coach. I do have a couple concerns that Kip, the Saints fan, didn't mention. I think Max Unger retiring, just up and retiring.
That's big.
And I know they signed some guys that, you know, that you fall in love with. It's like you get divorced and then, boom, I fall in love with the girl at the gas station.
That's
That happens.
Especially for a Bias fan.
Yeah, it happens. It does all the time. I've suffered from it in the past, you know. But I think the Saints are a stud. I think Kamara, he might be the best running back in the NFL.
Maybe not.
Michael Thomas deserves to get paid. I don't think it's a big worry for Saints fans. I think he'll be back in camp sooner or later. They'll get it done before the season. But I think he's probably a top 3 guy, more than a top 5 guy in the NFL. I'd have to list it out, but he's a stud, Casey.
He's top 5 for me.
Top 5 for Casey. And look, not having Sheldon Rankins I don't know how long he's going to be out. I know they said he's going to miss all the training camp. I think that's a big factor. I think you win, as cliche as it sounds, it would sound like Brian Baldinger right now. You win on the offense and defensive lines in the NFL.
That's true.
And when you have some concerns right there, Drew Brees another year older, the lack of weapons as far outside of Kamara and Michael Thomas, I think Jared Cook is going to come and do a fine job. I think he's more of a name than somebody that's going to like open up a world of like new avenues for the Saints offensively. Jared Cook's a solid sign. That's great.
So he's an overrated pickup to you then.
I think
what he did with the Raiders though. Carr was shit. Dude, he did.
What
he
do with what the Raiders did? I mean, I'm just saying. I think he's a little bit hyped up. I don't think Jared Cook is.
He's not like a household name or nothing like that. Then you think he's just a little bit better than solid.
Look, when he drops that big first down catch, we'll come back to this.
Honestly, I think Jared Cook is actually a better pass running than what Jimmy Graham was. Jimmy Graham was just a pass catcher. He wasn't going to get the yards
Give me Jimmy Graham in his prime all day, every day.
Of course. 24/7. Of course, definitely.
So what are we saying right here?
He was in his prime with the Saints, though. He ain't done anything after the Saints.
Look, Jared Cook has had an up-and-down career.
That's true.
Talented guy.
True.
Was a bust for a little while, floated around.
Definitely.
Put up some numbers. He's a great pickup. Obviously, Drew Brees getting it will identify him, get him the ball. The Saints are going to be a great team. I do have some concerns about their offensive defensive line, and I don't totally trust that secondary that some guys like Jeremiah Gray and those big time Saints fans hype up. I don't trust those guys.
I love Eli Apple
was a bum. Okay, that's why the Giants traded.
What happened with Patrick Robbins? He was a bum when he played with the Saints.
It's all about the system. Eagles. It's all about using them correctly. That's what I was going to say. And Patrick Robinson, the Eagles put him in the slot. Boom, he's great. They go win the Super Bowl. Obviously, Robinson gets hurt, but he was. It's all Malcolm Jenkins. He's the biggest example of being used wrong.
Definitely,
Malcolm Jenkins. Anyway.
All right, so we're going to go with the Super Bowl predictions this year?
Super Bowl predictions. Let's go. All
right.
Who you got going first?
And the winner.
Patriots or the Saints?
And who wins it?
Saints. I'm going to say Drew Brees goes
the dynamite.
He goes out with a bang. He's going to finish his career.
Bang, bang.
So this is it? That's it for Drew Brees?
The reason why I say that is because it's going to be an anniversary, 10 years since they won the Super Bowl. And the Super Bowl is in Miami again this year.
It's crazy. It's been a really long time since the Saints.
10 years.
That sounds like a cool story. So Drew Brees is 10 years older than he was when last won a Super Bowl.
Yes, ten years. Yeah.
Okay.
And then also it was in Miami. And then look at Peyton Manning, how he went out. He went out, you know, won the Super Bowl, went out with a bang, you know. So I just think you just got a combination of. A great defense, a great offense. I mean, why not retire like that? But then
that sounds great.
No. But
sounds great.
That might have been a wine right there. But no, I'm just saying, go out on top.
Thinking of investing in this certain stock, and who knows? Maybe it'll make me $200,000 in 7 days.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think his prediction is, like, crazy.
No, I don't think so either. But I think Kip sold on the storybook of it all, the white picket fence.
Think about it. It's not going to be the first time it happened.
It could be good motivation for him.
That's a cool story, man.
I mean, they do have a combination. I mean, look, they should have went to the NFC Championship 2 years ago and won it. Possibly they would have beat the Eagles in the fucking NFC Championship.
That's a big if. They didn't, dog. They were in a stupid coverage at the end of the game.
Yeah.
Whose fault is that?
One player.
It's one player's fault. Why do you have two linebackers on the field in that moment?
Well, they weren't playing prevent. They should have been playing prevent. Yeah, if you asked me, that they should have.
That's prevent defense. If y'all didn't understand.
Prevent.
And prevent. And then what? this past year, what happened? Perfect. Something happened.
Actually, perfect. The odds. If you look at the odds, what was the odds? There was like 98% chance.
No, what happened?
Like that shit Saints, ever happened?
Something happened to the Saints in this past year.
Yeah, we got effed. We got the deed.
I know. Sean Payton decided to call those pass routes, huh? Are they?
Oh.
No. Drew Brees checked to the quick slant, right?
Okay, yeah. So.
What's the upside?
The opening. If that right there, if he catches that ball
He scores? What's the upside of scoring that quick?
At least a first down. But what I'm saying, even in that moment of him, whatever he called before all that, that one call changed that game.
It changed it. It was a terrible call. Definitely. It was blasphemous. And if it happens to the Eagles, I'm outraged just like definitely. You.
But I'm not going to.
Sometimes you got to move on.
I'm not going to stop watching the game. I'm not going to stop saying, oh, yeah, the NFL.
Let me ask you this. Did the Saints have a chance to win after that call was made?
Definitely.
Oh, yeah, of course they did.
They did.
Even when they went into the overtime.
Michael Thomas
was held. Let me ask you this.
Did the Saints get the ball first?
It was a roughing passer. It was a roughing passer. And Michael Thomas.
They called it?
No, they didn't call
it. It wasn't then.
Yeah, so.
Okay.
That was another opportunity, but you see the refs.
Opportunities come, opportunities go.
But that won't happen this year.
Bars.
That won't happen this year.
Oh, it will. There'll be challenge flags thrown left and right on pass interference calls. We've been talking about the NFL for 2.5 hours right now.
Okay.
Well, I don't care about the Saints and how they lost, man. It happened.
I had to get it off my chest.
Can I give my Super Bowl prediction?
Yes.
All right.
Happy you talking, bro.
I have the Saints and the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. Oh, yes. It's actually a Super Bowl I wanted to see last year.
Yeah.
I got the Saints going. I have the Saints going simply because you know they had a lot of heartbreak the last couple of years.
That's sweet of you.
With the loss to the Vikings 2 years ago, and then
I love my fellow Saints fans. Sorry,
I am not a Saints fan.
No, I love my fellow Saints fans. I'm just
and then with their loss to the Rams last year, which was, you know, it was a bullshit call. You know, they lost, but they lost. They still had a chance to win the game. They fucking lost. But
yeah,
I think they'll be motivated. You know, they're hurt. They're hurt by what happened to them the last couple of years. So I think they'll be extra motivated to get back there and maybe like actually make it to the Super Bowl. And then the Chiefs last year, they had their chances. They came up short against the Patriots. I think they'll get over the hump this year. And my Super Bowl winner is the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yes.
It's Heartbreak City again for the Saints, baby.
That shit ain't happening.
Bump, 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 bump.
Patrick Mahomes brings home the MVP.
Patrick, bring it home.
Shit happens again.
All right, man. Super Bowl preview. Eagles-Browns. Eagles-Browns, baby. Not trying to sound biased right now.
Hey, that would be cold,
but the
though.
Philadelphia Eagles play the Cleveland Browns in the most watched Super Bowl in history.
That would be cold.
Carson Wentz throws for 420 yards, 4 touchdowns, 1 pick. Actually runs for a score as well. And the Eagles totally rout the Browns. They just rout the Browns.
Talk about bias.
35-10. The Philadelphia Eagles are your Super Bowl winners. Right now, if you go at the place of bet, you can get the Eagles at 14-1. Okay, guys? 14-1. Go lock it in. Philadelphia Eagles.
Talk about
Carson, just stay healthy, man. Just stay healthy. All this stuff I'm talking right now, just stay healthy. Philadelphia Eagles are going to beat the Cleveland Browns in the Super Bowl. Fly, Eagles, fly, baby.
Good talk shit, talk about bias.
On the road to victory. Crazy. Not to sound biased or anything.
What's next, man?
So, MVP predictions.
NFC? AFC?
No, just overall.
Overall?
Overall player.
There's two of them, though, right?
No.
Just NFL MVP.
NFL MVP? Who you got, Kill?
I'm going to go with Alvin Kamara.
As the MVP of the league?
Yes. Okay. You got that little shadow out from behind him. Oh, I got to split the carries. Even you look at 4 games last year, the first 4 games, he was the best running back before Mark Ingram came back from his suspension. He's going to catch the ball. He's going to run the ball. He's going to make a miss. He's going to get you touchdowns.
He's great.
He's going to get him more involved this year. He's going to be more involved this year, and he's been healthy. So I think – I'd say MVP.
Here's your problem. Here's the biggest person that's going to contradict Alvin Kamara winning an MVP. So if the Saints have a storybook season,
Drew Brees
at plus 1,200 is going to win the MVP.
He's going to take votes away from
Alvin Kamara. Yeah. If you do want to go lay a bet down and take Kip's advice, he's actually 4,500 plus 4,500 to win MVP, which is great money. But I think it's tough. I think it's tough.
Well, I mean, that's the thing.
We'll see,
though. It's a fun hot take.
He's a playmaker.
Yeah.
Top 5 back in the league.
Cool guy. Got gold teeth.
He's won
cool stuff.
He's won some fantasy football championships for me. So,
top 5 in the league, man. Give him that. I like the guy.
Casey. NFL MVP.
I'm going off the dome right here, man. Going with my guy, Aaron Rodgers. He's my favorite quarterback in the league. I still don't think, like I said, I don't think he has the weapons. But like Richard said, he's got something to prove this year. He took a lot of criticism last year. I think he's going to come back. I think he's going to protect the football like he always does. I think he's going to put up anywhere from 4,800 passing yards, about 40 touchdowns, 7 picks, MVP of the league. Best quarterback in the league. Book it.
You know, Wentz is plus 1,200 to win the NFL MVP.
This fucking biased ass guy.
No, dude, I've come a long way. I used to be super biased. You couldn't tell me nothing. Still okay, but I'm gonna go with Drew Brees as NFL MVP at plus 1200. Right now, Pat Mahomes is a favorite at plus 550, followed by Luck at plus 600, A-Rod's plus 1000, Baker's actually plus 1100. You can get Wentz and Breeze at plus 1200, Brady at 1600. It's great value. Rivers at plus 2000, Mitch Trubisky plus 2000. You can get Russ Wilson at plus 2500. And I think, which is a great value bet right here, Matt Ryan is plus 3,000. You'll lay 10 bones and win $300 if Matt Ryan lights it up with those weapons.
And he could very easily win MVP.
Yeah.
With all the weapons he has.
Aaron Donald's actually plus 4,500 to win NFL MVP, which I don't think would happen.
That's insane.
No.
Yeah. And Dackity Dack is plus 5,000 for you Cowboys fans.
Not believable. All
right, man. I put a bow on it. Eagles win the Super Bowl, right?
Hour and 15 minutes.
Thanks for listening, guys.